Griff, how do you split your time between basketball and football this time of year?
Wow. You know, pretty much do as much football as there is to do. And then, you know, what's left over, cover basketball. You know, we cover all the Georgia basketball home games. And, we'll, you know, we've traveled to a couple. We were up at Tennessee and obviously Georgia Tech and Auburn. So we'll cover some road games selectively. But, you know, primarily it's about, you know, Georgia football and SEC football. So I'm down at the Senior Bowl this week.
Big news over the weekend with Charlton Warren leaving Florida to come to Georgia. Was that expected?
No, not at all. Actually, you know, a lot of people looked at it on the front end and I guess thought that maybe he should interview and had reported prematurely that he'd interviewed when he hadn't. In fact, it wasn't until later in the week that Kirby ran across Charlton Warren. And I guess that might have come up because they started talking and Kirby ended up really liking the guy. And it really is a good fit when you think about it. If you know Charlton's background, being a guy from Atlanta, a service guy, high aptitude guy, obviously if you're at the Air Force Academy, you've got a pretty high IQ and a pretty diligent, disciplined person in the classroom, as Kirby was. Kirby was, I think, a four-time academic All-SEC. And then they were both great players. Both guys were DBs about the same age. Charlton's 41, Kirby's 43. Kirby was all SEC safety. And Charlton was known as Mr. Intensity. He was the weight room guy, won that award at Air Force. So they hit it off, and I think Georgia's found a really good match. We knew how difficult it was going to be to replace Mel Tucker, who was probably the most accomplished assistant coach in college football, now the head coach at Colorado. But I think Charlton brings a youthful energy and discipline that Kirby really likes to that secondary.
You covering both Tennessee and Georgia, among other schools, in your time in this business, what was the word on D'Angelo Gibbs? He transferred, and Tennessee fans are kind of excited, but I've been telling them to pump the brakes on that a little bit.
I wouldn't pump the brakes on anybody. You know, a kid gets a second chance at a school like Tennessee, you know, everybody should be happy. Georgia fans should be happy. Tennessee fans should be happy. You know, yeah, D'Angelo wasn't a part of the Sugar Bowl trip. He wasn't a part of the postseason for Georgia last year. He wasn't enrolled in the spring semester. You know, nobody needs to be talking bad or assuming the worst. You know, I don't know. I look back when I was 18 to 21, and I've got kids, and Bill, you've got kids, and I think everybody listening's got kids. I mean, for gosh sakes, a kid gets a second chance. Let's all be happy about that. And he's a talented guy and, you know, a new place. So, you know, everybody should get behind him. Georgia, Tennessee, everyone. I think it's refreshing and it's a good thing when a player gets an opportunity to go somewhere else, especially an opportunity to place like Tennessee where, you know, Philip Fulmer's making all these great splashy hires. I mean, this is exactly what needs to happen, you know, for Tennessee to get back where they need to be. I mean, this doesn't happen without Philip Fulmer. This is, and listen, Jeremy Pruitt's a very good coach, but it takes an AD who knows how to sell the program to outside potential employees and who's done it himself. I mean, Philip built Tennessee into a national championship team. He advanced it. Johnny Majors had a great foundation, but it took Philip Fulmer to get it over the hump. And if there had been a college football playoff back when Peyton Manning was playing, I think Tennessee'd have more than one national championship.
You were there recently covering the beat. Did T. Martin, who now we all know has returned, did he interview with Butch Jones officially?
Yeah, way back, way back, early on, I want to say 2013, I talked to T about it even back then. And at that time, if you'll remember, the staff that Butch brought was pretty much a MAC staff. And honestly, I believe me, there's plenty of people that go back in my Twitter timeline and look for things. That seems to be a sport of sorts. But I wasn't big on the Butch Jones hire. Because I didn't think he had an SEC caliber staff. And you know what? When he first came to the league, he didn't. You take a look at how much he revamped that staff over the years. And I mean, in the end, he had some pretty good guys on the staff. I mean, Charlton Warren was obviously on that staff. Bob Shoup who Mississippi State was second in the nation in scoring defense this year. He was his D coordinator in the end. But there were too many moving pieces and too many moving parts and too many injuries for Butch in the end. But to get back to what I was saying, back then I think that Butch's staff wasn't as appealing in 2013, and T had a good thing going. So it wasn't a matter of T Martin not wanting to come home. It was a matter of T making a career choice based on the cards that were on the table at that point for his family. And quite frankly, you know, I still talk with a lot of people at Tennessee. I mean, hell, look at that staff. I covered most of those guys at Alabama or at Tennessee when they were players. So I know a lot of those guys. And, you know, one of the big reasons why Tennessee chose or why T chose Tennessee instead of maybe going to Alabama was Knoxville, the school district. So when people make decisions, when coaches make decisions, everybody wants to look at it as, oh, you know, my team's better than yours or, you know, this or that. Sometimes it's a family decision. I mean, the wife has a say. The school district plays a role. It's no different than anyone else. So I think T was very thorough in his decision, and I think he'll do a great job. I mean, obviously he's got a great reputation in Atlanta where, you know, he coached quarterbacks, including Cam Newton for a little while. And, you know, all T's done in his life is win. So I think it's a great hire by Phillip.
Switching it over just briefly here, you've seen the Tennessee basketball team. They're ranked number one. Are they that caliber in your opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were that caliber last year. They should have never lost to Loyola Chicago. That was a Final Four team last year. You know, they I hate to say it, but they clutched up. They clutched up. You know, Grant Williams disappeared against a freshman, and Loyola was on a run, and, you know, all the Sister Jean stuff overshadowed what happened. But Tennessee underachieved in that game, and it was sad because that was a team last year that was capable of making a Final Four run. But now we're seeing the rest of the story. I mean, Rick Barnes told those guys. I remember writing a lot about the aftermath. I was in the locker room. I saw the sobbing. I saw the tears. Jordan Bone was just couldn't collect himself. He felt so horrible. The pain of that loss, his shot rimming out, the guy hitting a shot on him. You know, it was devastating for Grant Williams and Admiral. They've had a whole off season to chew on that loss. And to those guys' credit, they came back bigger, better, deeper than ever and committed. And they're on one hell of a run. This is not a fluke. I mean, this team is playing great basketball. You saw that. They didn't have a good game, and they still managed to beat an Alabama team that matched up really well with them. So much of basketball is matchups. And Tennessee was able to win on a day. I think the crowd probably helped a ton. They've got Thompson Bowling rocking and rolling again. You know, the only question I would have, and, you know, having covered that 30-win Tennessee team that Bruce Pearl had, have these guys peaked too soon? Can they do this in March? And also, what is the NCAA tournament draw going to look like? You know, that Bruce Pearl team, the 30-win team, got the draw from hell. I mean, they played a really long, athletic Louisville team coached by Rick Pitino, maybe one of the only four or five teams that could handle their three-quarter trap and had the length to bother their three-point shooters. And even had Tennessee won that Sweet 16 game, they would have had to play North Carolina in Charlotte. It was a horrible draw. So there's a lot left to the season. The big prize now is to win the national championship. I think we're beyond talking about making the tournament at Tennessee. I think we're beyond Sweet 16. The question now becomes, can this become the best Tennessee basketball team of all time? Because for all the Ernie and Bernie talk, they didn't do anything in the NCAA tournament. They just didn't. Sorry. The Bruce Pearl Elite Eight team is the most accomplished. I think this team right here is at least a Final Four team and could go even further if they get the right matchups in the tournament.
Tomorrow night, Memorial Gym, Griff, Tennessee comes to Vanderbilt. Why don't you cover it, and then we can go look at the football facilities. You want to do that?
Yeah. You know, speaking of, you know, it's tough. You know, Vanderbilt basketball is in a tough time. You know, you hate to see it. You know, that gym is unique. I think it's always kind of been an advantage for Vandy. I know a lot of coaches used to complain about the end lines. But, boy, that's a great place to watch a basketball game. You know, couldn't be more than 180 degrees for football. But I really like Vanderbilt basketball, but they don't have anything for Tennessee. I mean, that's going to be ugly. And, you know, obviously there's a historic note. The last time Tennessee was number one, they played Vanderbilt and lost. But what people don't know was the weather complications and the two-day rest. I think it was a Tuesday night game, and there were some weather complications that really bothered Tennessee getting there. I want to say there was snow and ice on the highways, and that was not a rested Tennessee team. They had come back from a road game at Memphis, didn't get back until the wee hours in the morning. This will be a more rested Tennessee team, and Vanderbilt of today is not the Vanderbilt of yesterday in basketball.
Griff, we'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, Bill.